Did I tell you, I think over the summer, I'm going to make one of my hobbies be making lava lamps.
No, but I love that.
I think I gotta wait till the summer just because to make real ones, apparently all of the ingredients are just chemicals, which
That
makes
makes
sense.
sense.
So I think it'll be pretty expensive, but I'm pretty excited. I think it'll be a good one.
It can't be that expensive.
And
I
that's what I
feel like
was
you could
thinking.
find
Like,
alternatives.
essentially, I'm making like a base lamp. And that's fine. I can do that. That's pretty cheap. And then I'm just making like a bottle thing. I'll have to figure that out. But
Yeah, I feel like that could be.
yeah, I'm pretty excited.
I feel like lava lamps aren't that expensive, so their stuff can't be.
Wait, Lenny, when's your birthday?
March?
Okay.
It's a month
One
from today.
second. Fuck, I need to go to a beach. I don't even like beaches. I said, I need to go to a fucking beach. I said, I just gotta lay down somewhere.
I just want to be tan. I'm tired of being this shade of yellow.
Oh, simply, my feet are white. They're disgusting. I don't know the last time, and like normally, you know me, I keep my tan lines throughout the year, every single one of them.
Yeah, as you should.
And I looked down at my feet, no sandal tan line.
Horrific.
I said, those are ghastly. I said, that's what color I am? Honestly, I understand why my grandma can never pick me out of the fucking class photos.
Yeah, no. I feel like my feet haven't seen the sun since last March.
Well, yeah, because even over the summer, like the few things I went to, I had to wear like proper shoes because there's a fucking protest and I'm not gonna get stomped out.
Exactly.
Like,
This is just, I think this is the worst thing to come out of the pancake is I'm just supposed to be pale year
yeah,
round.
pretty.
I don't like that at all.
How's your weekend been?
Oh, it's, I haven't done anything.
Smart.
Definitely nothing. So, it's been cool.
Sure.
How's yours? How's your been?
Pretty good. I fixed my bike. It's got a new motor on it now.
Cool.
But there's like, see the motor at the thing there. And so that's cool. I'm very excited about that. I think I fucked it up, but and I still need to fix one of the pedals, but I think I'm just not gonna do that, honestly. And it came with this bike seat cover that's like begging someone to steal my bike. And it says, my other ride is a Tesla. And I said, why would I fucking put that on my bike? I said, someone's gonna steal this shit. And I feel bad. I
Yeah,
said,
you would deserve
no.
it. You would deserve it. You would deserve it.
And yeah, oh yeah. My thing is, first, do you think I would spend fucking $200 or whatever on a goddamn, it was more than that, on an electric motor for my bike if I drove a Tesla? No, fuck no.
Like, what would be
Why
the
would I do that?
point?
Why would I have both? That doesn't make any sense. Then no, this is my primary form of transportation.
Maybe they said this is so expensive and niche, only people with Teslas would ever buy this shit.
And that might just be true. Yeah, it is definitely the same crowd of people.
For sure. Bikers who want electric biking. Although
Yeah.
an electric bike, that sounds like a move.
And I think it is. I really do think it is. I said, honestly, this is perfect. I don't have to get a motorcycle's license. And I do have a helmet that I think I should wear. I probably won't. It's kind of fucking lame, right?
You don't need that.
But I don't know. You get hit by a car once or twice. He said,
You
maybe
had
I
traumatic brain injury. The universe wanted that for you.
sure.
If it doesn't happen now, it'll happen later,
That's true. Who am I to take away from her?
Exactly.
Okay, do you want to start our list?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is Dank Ranks, and I don't think we've said that
Nope, for sure didn't.
yet. And we got a request from a fan, we'll go with a friend of the show. We'll
Ooh.
go with a friend of the show. to rank lizards. And so we have taken that on for the month of March.
But
But
not just
who?
any lizards. Special lizards. Lizards that are near and dear to our hearts.
And the gag is, Lene and I weren't going to do a bunch of lizard research.
Because why would, who would do that? That's fucking
Yeah.
weird.
So we're ranking famous lizards from TV and movies.
Yeah.
And
Because
also a few that I just thought the names were funny. So you're just gonna have to get over that.
okay. So the list is iguanas, the dinosaurs from Jurassic Park, Liz the chameleon from Magic School Bus, the Geico Gecko, the dragons from Dragon Tales, Godzilla, the yellow spotted lizards from Holes, the great dragon from Mulan, you know, the one Mushu decapitated at the beginning, Komodo dragons, and gliding lizards.
Yeah, and I would like to talk about gliding lizards first. And just because when I was looking at into this, I said, well, I think we would be remiss if we were putting together a list of like the best lizards, or like even ranking lizards, and there were no lizards representing the flying faction. I said, I wonder if any lizards can fly. And so I looked up flying lizards. And apparently it's a band name and also something else and another thing too. But also there do exist lizards that can fly, the gliding lizards. They're these tiny little fuckers. You can't see. I'm doing like one hand, like a pen sling. And they just like hop around from tree to tree, gliding like gliding squirrels, and I thought that was really fun. And also their scientific name is just Draco, which I don't know that how how is that a scientific name? It feels like it's not long enough.
I feel like, are they named after Soldier Boy? Maybe? Maybe the
Soldier Boy?
scientists were fans.
Oh,
Doesn't he call
Soldier
himself Big
Boy and
Draco?
not Draco Malfoy? You think there are more scientists who are fans of Soldier
Sure.
Boy's music?
For sure. Don't you? I mean,
No.
if who would you pick? Harry
Sure.
Potter or Soldier Boy?
And it'd be Soldier Boy. And I will say of the scientist I know personally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I only base my theories in fact.
Sure, fair
I got
enough.
statistics to back this shit up. Also, the dragons, can't they fly?
Komodo
Ones
dragons can fly?
No, the
Oh, the
ones in
dragons
Dragon
from
Tales.
Dragon Tales. Yes, they can.
Yeah, that was like their thing.
Oh yeah, I was like, oh my God, that's so fucking scary.
Komodo dragons could fly,
I
I
assume
think
the great dragon from Mulan also can fly. It had wings, right?
I think so. Could Mu
Okay.
no, Mushu couldn't fly. Could he like hover off the ground? No.
No, because that was like part of him being lame, was it like he couldn't do anything? Like he wasn't
Yeah.
even like this little shit of a dragon, Draco.
He just was like a snake with legs.
Yeah, funny. I would like to point out, I do think it's really funny that we included the great dragon from Mulan, but not Mushu. Like, no, we don't want to
And I think that just makes sense.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. So I think we should start at the bottom.
Yeah.
And I think for me, that's got to be the Geico Gecko. But I think that might be controversial.
And you know, like I get it,
Sure.
but also I do like that he has an accent.
Sure.
I
And
think that's fun for him.
I do think he's the only one, he's the only talking lizard or lizard on this list that has an accent. Do none of these other lizards talk?
The Dragon Tales dragons.
Sure. The one of them has an accent. The one of them is Latino. I
What?
recently watched a Dragon Tales documentary.
Where? Why? What was it about? Was it interesting? Should I
It's on
watch it?
YouTube. I'll send it to you. It's like an hour long, a little longer. And it truly just follows the entire story of Dragon Tales from start to finish, how it was picked up. Apparently, there's only like 3 seasons of that show, and they just showed a fuck ton of rerun. Rerun. Rerun.
And you know what? I get that. I feel like as a kid, you don't remember what the episodes are about.
And
You just
right?
you're like, "Ooh, these little dragons are on the TV. Yes, please, give me more.
And I can't remember which other shows, but they seem to be like, yo, we've been doing that for all the PBS shows. There's only like one season of Reading Between the Lines.
Yeah.
And I watch that show every day, so what?
How many seasons of Reading Rainbow are there?
Honestly, I feel like three max. There's no way LeVar or Burton would do that for longer than that. No. And now that I say that, I think it's like 8 seasons.
Only LeVar.
83 to 99, what's it, like 13?
Holy shit.
Well, I guess that's not right. That's just the years that it was running. No, I think that's right. There's 155 episodes.
There's 21 seasons.
Shit. Well, good for him. I guess, what'd they do? They called him in a room, they had him read a book?
Yeah, they said, LeVar, you gotta come read for 20 minutes.
You know he's got a reading podcast where he reads, like, adult books?
Yeah.
Have you listened to it?
Yeah.
How is it?
It's very good. His voice is so soothing.
Sure. I mean, you weren't classically conditioned to it, in all fairness.
Exactly. He was on an episode of Two Dope Queens.
Yeah.
And he talked about it. And I said, yeah, I should go listen to that immediately. And I did. It's beautiful.
And I think I maybe did the same thing and I just didn't like the book. And I was like, fuck it.
You should have picked a different book.
And I honestly didn't think about that.
We should rank something.
Yes. How are you ranking? Because part of me is like, I want it to be like a little bit an influence of which one like they could eat, but like not that primarily. Also a little bit of, because I think that does play into how cool the dragon is. Excuse me, they're not all dragons. Lizards.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that. I think maybe we should do coolness factor, and then if there's like some sort of tie, we see who would eat who. And
okay, I like that. Okay, I think with that in mind, I want to put the holes lizards last.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. Like they're okay.
Yeah, but like
most of the movie, they were the bad guys.
They're not even real lizards, which kind of takes away from me. That takes it away from me. Like you could.
Yellow spotted lizards don't exist. They're not real.
No, there's like a Chilean like night yellow spotted lizard that is real, but they're not even based off of those.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So that's pretty. Yeah. That's pretty gross. Get your act together, holes.
Why would they lie? There's so many lizards. Why would you lie?
I feel like, and I'm not an expert at all, but why would you lie? Now you're fucking mad at them. Why would you lie to me? You could have picked any
lizard. You picked any lizard and you chose to make one up. There's so many reptiles. So many reptiles you can find in the desert. You could use scorpions.
Sure.
Like, you have so many options and you chose to lie?
Yeah.
To the American public?
That's kind of fucked up.
Fuck you. Okay, number 9. I think Komodo dragons are very fun.
Yeah.
But I also think they're very scary.
Sure.
Like, I know they won't hurt me, but sure. They're called dragons, and I don't trust that.
Yeah, and they are really big, right? Like, really, really big, like, the biggest?
I think so. Like, probably, definitely too big to be a lizard.
Sure.
I think lizards should all be small as a rule.
Yeah, they are pretty big. Oh, and they're pretty quick too. Well, I don't know if that's, well, they're faster than us. Like, well, I guess that's not true. But like, you'd be like really running. It's 12 miles per hour. How fast is that?
Okay. That's probably like a moderate pace on a bike.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to be in a Komodo dragon's habitat in the on a bike. I'm talking, this got to be on foot.
So on foot, you'd probably have to be sprinting.
Right? Not just doing like actual math. Me pulling out my calculator. 12 miles per hour is 5.3 meters per second. Ooh, it's been a minute.
I think.
So that's an 18 second 100. Okay. And that's not like fast. It would have been so much easier to figure out how fast it would take you to run a mile. And That would have been so much fun. And it's, oh, that's annoying. Okay. So 5 minute mile, Jesus Christ. But you can like do that, but not honestly, not longer than if you're in good shape, like an 800, and if you're not in good shape, like for right now, like a 400.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, if you were to ever see a Komodo dragon in the streets and it started chasing you, it's going to catch you.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, because your chances are you're not wearing good running shoes.
Yeah.
You're probably out of breath. You probably just smoked. You know, you got bad lungs already. Talking about myself here. And I don't like that for me. So I think that's why I want them at 9.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. They're kind of scary.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess, well, let me just read for my own sake to know where they live. Indonesia. Okay, that's fine.
Oh, yeah. I don't think...
Okay, yeah, no, they're pretty scary.
I wonder what their average weight is. Holy fuck.
Oh, and that's crazy. It's like males are like a 170 to 200. Females are like 150. That's so fucking big.
Yeah, so they're fucking huge.
Yeah. Eight and a half feet long.
I would rather die.
Oh my God.
And look at its fucking face. And did you read about how it's got venomous bites? Did you read about that? I swear to God, I kept reading. I was like, it just keeps getting scarier.
Like, what are you supposed to do if this feels like a small alligator? I mean,
look at them fighting, Linnae. Go to the images. Holy shit, that's insane. They're dinosaurs.
What the fuck is this? What? This is so scary.
Oh my, people live like this?
Do you see the one eating the goat? He just has a whole goat head in his mouth. That poor goat.
Oh my God. I don't even think that's a goat. That's like a fucking ram, eh? That thing's massive.
Jeez. The ones where there's humans standing next to them, I think those are the most unsettling.
Sure. Yeah, I really like the ones, Komodo dragon. If you Google Komodo dragon cute, there's some of them as children. None of them are cute, actually. Oh, there's one picture of a kid. and they kind of look like they have a similar mouth nose shape to like a hippo.
Yeah,
which is interesting, and not like a crocodile or alligator like I would expect.
Yeah, I also, they don't have teeth, do they?
And that's what I'm confused on, because the internet, well, let's go back to the teeth thing. Not Pinterest trying to save these pictures of Komodo dragons to my interior design board.
Said, yeah, oh, they have 60 teeth, but they're
where
only...
Where the fuck are they?
I don't know, they're an inch long?
I want to see like a picture of its mouth. Okay, well, that's confusing to me. That's, I think, made it worse.
Yeah.
I'm so much more confused.
You can't see them, and they're razor sharp.
Oh, God, that's terrifying.
If this thing can fit a whole ram head.
I kind of like how loose its neck is, though. I gotta say, that's really doing something for me. I said, that's kind of cute. That's kind of selling for me.
I feel like I want to touch it. I feel like it would feel very cool.
Yeah.
Because it kind of looks like a turtleneck.
Yeah. It looks like honestly, the neck a turtle would have. And I said, well, maybe
it kind of looks like foreskin. Maybe you're not like the other one.
It's like, why would you have such a loose neck if you weren't different? Think about it. Why would you have a loose neck? You're wriggling? That's why dogs have loose necks. Because their parents probably pick them up by the little fucking... throat scrub. Ooh,
and you're,
let's see if I can find some images. Yeah, I don't know how
I feel like, don't some dragons you have to take away their children or they'll eat them?
I hope not Komodo dragons, because I'm kind of falling in love with them. But I think they are very scary, but I do really like them. I think I would like them at 8. I think
Okay.
And we can talk on that.
But what's a nine then? Iguanas. I bet iguanas are fucking losers comparatively.
Iguanas are definitely lamer than Komodo dragons, for sure. Oh, look at them. Oh no, these are all fake. What are I looked up Komodo dragon lizard, tiny. They're all images of like tiny 1-inch figurines of Komodo dragons. And I said, oh, what are
why are there so many figurines?
I don't know, and I really don't know.
Yeah, Komodo dragons are 10 times bigger
than iguanas.
Iguanas are only max 17 inches.
Okay.
And the adult male is 8.8 pounds max, adult female 6.6.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I think iguanas have to go at 9 and then Komodo dragons at 8.
Yeah.
But also, iguanas aren't cute like Komodo dragons can be. They don't have a little feature that makes you think you're not like the others.
I mean, really, they have that little like spiky mohawk thing going on.
Yeah, but like I feel like I understand that. And I don't like it. Like I don't like the type of, because here's the other thing. Iguanas are like dogs in that every person that owns an iguana looks like their iguana.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. People shouldn't look like that.
Absolutely not. Ew.
That iguana looks like Guy Fieri. Or like any person like at Margaritaville, or like specifically, and this is going to be a deep cut. Do you know, have you seen the movie Just Go With It starring Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore?
I feel like I have.
Okay. Well, there's a brief moment, and I might just have to look it up. See from Just Go With It. Maybe his name's Dolph. What's his fucking name? The beard. Sorry. We're not going to do this. It's going to take me so long to try and find it. I'll send it to you after. But iguanas also look like that.
Yeah. Fucking iguanas.
I think iguanas at 9, although I do really like saying Iguananox, which is a reference to an SNL skit.
Yeah. Okay. How about this? I think Komodo dragons are kind of cool now. So sure. How about Geico Gecko at 8? Komodo dragons at 7?
I like that. And I also think that the Geico Gecko is lame. And I don't like that he's British, personally.
And I can see that.
I feel like he's an annoying. Is he Australian?
I think he's Australian. But also,
yeah, I don't
know. What are Australians if not Southern British people?
That's true. Jesus Christ. My goddamn fucking searches are gonna be insane. What nationality is the Geico Gecko? He's English.
Why is he trying to sell insurance in America then?
I don't know. Keep to your own kind. You've got your own problem.
Yeah, I don't think I love that. I don't love that. Okay, so Komodo dragons at 7.
I feel good about that. Oh, I think we have to get gliding lizards out of the way quickly.
6.
Yes, it's cool if they can fly. And actually, I think I would like them at 7 and Komodo dragons at 6.
And I agree.
Okay, we're getting into some tough territory. These are some heavy hitters.
What do we have left? We have the Jay Park dinos. We got Liz from Magic School Bus, the dragons from Dragon Tales, Godzilla, and the great dragon from Mulan.
And here's one thing that I will say, is I do think, and then stop me if I told you this already. Well, don't, because I haven't told the podcast. But I think I wouldn't be autistic if they didn't cancel Dragon Tales.
And that makes so much fucking sense. That makes fucking sense.
Mm-hmm. Dragon Tail stopped. I said, well, it looks like I'm stuck with second grade social skills.
Honestly, listen. The other day I was thinking about how the only reason that I know what that things can have double meanings is because of Amelia Bedelia. Amelia Bedelia, goddamn, saved my life.
Entendre.
And yeah. Since then, I just questioned everything. I said, does that really mean what it should mean? Sure. The answer is no, it doesn't. It never does.
Not Amelia Bedelia making you a conspiracy theorist.
Listen, hey, I don't know.
Yeah, no. So I think I'm mad at them for being canceled, Dragon Tales, that is.
And I get that.
Although, I don't know, it's been pretty good. I still think I want them at 5. I think they had less impact on me than Wiz from Magic School Bus. And I think they're less cool than any of the other ones we have listed.
For sure, for sure, for sure. We're getting down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
At 4, I want to say, I don't know. I think I'm between the Great Dragon and Godzilla.
Okay. Interesting. And I do get that. I feel like they're sitting in a very similar category for me. Mm-hmm. I feel like Godzilla has done more, you know?
For sure. You definitely know more about him, what his story is.
Yeah. And I think
Great Godzilla, Dragon?
Sure. And like the other dragons gave the Great Dragon that name. So that's gotta count for something.
Yeah. He was the protector of the family.
Sure.
That's a lot of power. I guess he's dead now though, so.
But like even from the statue, like could they fix it at the end? Did they? Or was that just always?
I think he was just broken.
Damn. Sorry to that man. Sorry to that dragon. Wow, that kind of got me actually sad about that.
Like he just went to sleep one day, never to wake up again. That's the best way to go, but like.
Sure.
Fuck.
Okay, well, out of respect, I think it's got to be Godzilla at 4.
I think you're right. Godzilla at 4, Great Dragon at 3. No, yeah.
Yeah. And now it's really the ultimate battle. Because Liz, the chameleon from Magic School Bus. Like, I don't even, that character didn't talk, and yet I keep thinking that Liz could talk.
Honestly, are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. First, at least in the first run of the show, Liz did not talk. It might have made him talk in the second one.
I feel like
the one with Kate McKinnon.
I feel like Liz and I had a connection.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like Liz and I were just seeing things eye to eye. And maybe you interpreted that same connection I was feeling as her talking.
Sure. And I do really, and I do feel very close to Liz. And I honestly, until just this moment, did not know that Liz was a lady lizard. And I'm on the wiki right now. So this could, I like to see the sources. I mean, you know what I love about wikis is they do be citing their sources.
And that's the best part. When teachers were like, oh, you can't use Wikipedia, it's not accurate. But they have all the sources at the bottom.
Yeah.
What do you mean it's not accurate? It's more accurate than anything I could ever write. I'm just making shit up.
Oh, this is, why won't it tell me? This has to be a question that people ask with themselves all the time. What am I going to watch the whole thing? Again?
She can talk in the video game, but not in the show.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I don't know why they would do that. But that's upsetting, I think, to me.
Maybe she did talk. I think that would be more fun for sure.
If she could talk?
Yeah.
But I feel like she's so expressive without it. Like, you didn't even realize that she couldn't talk.
And you're right. Do you think maybe she is also on the spectrum?
I mean, it's possible. I really don't know. I'd have to know. I'd have to know more lizards, I think.
And I think that's fair.
It's difficult to place on a spectrum with just one lizard. I would just like to point out, I just read on the internet that apparently Elizabeth Banks is supposed to play Miss Frizzle in the live action.
When is it come out?
School
when
does
it come out? No, when is it? When?
The internet's loading. The internet's not telling me. I'll put the link in the chat.
Oh, no, I googled it.
Sure.
It looks like they just announced it last year, but they haven't said when yet.
Good to know it's coming. That's pretty exciting.
Speaking of great movies coming, Coming to America 2 is coming out.
Sure. Yeah, I hope that'll be good. I'm pretty excited about that.
I can't imagine a world in which it wouldn't be good.
Sure. The first
Like,
day.
has Eddie Murphy ever made a bad movie?
Yes. Have you seen Meet Dave?
No.
And don't, it's really bad. It's so bad. Eddie Murphy's made some stinkers.
Yeah.
I thought about going with you for a second, but I was like, no, I can't.
No, that would have been inappropriate.
Oh, God. Yeah, no. But yes, this is part of his, this is from when he was still making good stuff. He made a movie called The Adventures of Pluto Nash. And you know, let's just, I think one of the episodes, oh Jesus. I think one of the episodes we do should just be a ranking of Eddie Murphy's filmography.
I think that would be very funny. Yes. Okay.
I'll just really quickly read you the first paragraph of the plot to Eddie Murphy's movie that I've never seen, that I'm sure is disgustingly bad. The Adventures of Pluto Nash. In 2080, there is a colony on the moon called Little America. Retired smuggler and ex-convict Pluto Nash, played by Eddie Murphy, buys a nightclub in an attempt to fulfill his longtime wish and also to prevent the murder of the club's previous owner, Anthony Frankowski, by mobsters Dino and Larry. With the help of Miguel and an android named Bruno, Pluto rebuilds it into a very popular nightclub. And I don't want to spoil the ending, so I'll stop there.
I think I have to watch it.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a choice. Oh, I'm gonna watch it. I'll let you know how it is.
Yeah, please do.
I'm kind of excited about it.
I think it'll be fun.
The
Rosario
poster
Dawson.
looks so intriguing.
Yeah.
The poster is pulling me in.
Yeah, this is, and also I'll say it, kind of a star-studded cast.
And yes, but I feel like those are always the worst movies.
Yeah, and yeah.
They said we have to pack it with just everyone so people will watch it. The
Yeah.
plot is not it.
He said, I wrote that shit.
You
Don't
know he
call
has
me
10
Eddie.
kids?
What? Are they all named Eddie? That seems like something you would
Don't know, but that would be funny.
I feel like he really would do that. Mike Tyson did that, right? No. Another one of the boxers did that. It might have been Mike Tyson. It might have been Gary Coleman.
I feel like that's a big Gary Coleman thing to do.
Yeah, because like the ones that weren't like his girls, he gave like really weird iterations of his name, but like effeminate.
Okay. I think Liz has to go at two because we said if there was a tie, whoever would eat the other one gets the top
Sure.
spot.
And Liz wouldn't stand a chance. You're right. It's George Foreman.
I was telling someone the other day about how I hated George Foreman and I couldn't remember why.
Who
But it's
did
because of that. It's because he did that shit. That's so ugly. Why would you do that?
that?
That's
Yeah.
so rude.
That's so
Yeah. I
funny.
think the Jurassic Park dinos really deserve the top spot.
Yeah. And especially being the Jurassic Park dinos, like, yes, top spot. If we had decided to do the Jurassic World dinos, I think I would have more
Absolutely.
reservations.
Yeah. The
But these ones are very good.
Jay Park, the originals.
Yeah, that's good shit.
And you know, I love a good revolution. I love a good uprising.
And interesting that our number one lizards were the what's it called? The protagonist in an uprising. And our number 10 lizards are the antagonists in an uprising.
And
Very interesting. Well, I guess not the primary antagonists, But the but second
they played day. They played a big antagonist role for sure. And I think, and then looking at the list, it is just, it goes from antagonist, most antagonist, to like most protagonist. Does that make sense?
Sure. As we all know, iguanas are the world antagonist. So that's our message to you. Go out and kill some iguanas.
It's legal in Florida. There's iguana hunting season. They are pests. People eat them down there. It's kind of gross.
And I'm not going to say that, Bob.
No. I feel like you got to say it.
I'll say it, but we have to cut it out.
And that's
interesting,
fine.
Interesting that there's all this hate and stereotyping. I say, you're keeping fucking iguanas on your shoulder. You look like him. And fucking Billy's over there shooting him and eating for dinner. But okay, let's not be hypocritical.
And you know what? I get it.
I think I talked around it enough that we can leave it in.
No, but yeah, Jay Park Dinos, the OGs. I think it was kind of fun that they were just like eating people.
Yeah.
It was like, you deserve it for going to see them in cages.
Sure.
That's rude.
Which is why I don't feel bad for the fucking kid that Harambe mauled.
No, he deserves that.
He deserves that. But
Harambe deserved better.
And yeah.
Why did he have to die? Because this little boy was stupid. This is why I fucking hate kids. How dare you go into his home and have him shot? Was the little boy white? No, he wasn't.
He wasn't?
I don't think so. I think
he
was a little
boy. I think he was. In my head, he was a little blonde boy.
Because that makes sense, but I think he was a little...
I hope not. I don't feel bad.
Harambe kid.
So many videos. I just want to fucking... Oh, fuck. It's a little black boy.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't deserve it. But not even Harambe, okay? Look at Harambe's fucking cakes! Look at man's cakes! I forgot!
Harambe deserves better. Jesus
Christ.
That
really sucks. No cake that thick should be taken from this earth.
Him and this little boy and Harambe were just vibing.
Oh, yeah. And that was the whole gag. Like, there was no reason. Harambe was, like, protecting the child.
He's, like, I think it looks like he's pulling his pants up for him in one of these pictures. And that's feels very gentle.
Yeah. And I also vaguely remember that he was barely, if at all, hurt.
Yeah.
I wonder if he feels bad. I'd like to know. So call us. Well, he's still a child. This happened in 2016 when he was 3. He's 7.
I mean, he probably doesn't remember. He said, ooh, I fell in a gorilla cage. Black that out.
Sure.
That's trauma.
Do you think he has like gorilla, like PTSD?
Yeah.
Like if you were to watch like Planet of the Apes, he'd be like,
he just loses his mind. He can't watch, what's not Godzilla, the other giant monster?
King Kong?
Yeah, you think he watches King Kong and just cries?
I guess he is still 7, though. So, I don't think he's watched any of these.
And why would he?
Sure. Well, what's something that gorillas are on now? Like when you're a 7-year-old?
Planet of the Apes, but...
I don't think 7-year-olds are watching Planet of the Apes.
Right? I watched it. What year did Planet of the Apes come out? Came out in, hold up.
There was a 2001 film, and I think that was the one that came, that, like, we were aware of.
Yeah, so 2001, how old? I would have watched Planet of the Apes at minimally 5 years old. Probably not at 5. But probably by 7, I was in on it.
So you're saying he's behind?
Yeah.
And likely if he hasn't watched Planet of the Apes, it is due to some gorilla-based
trauma.
PTSD.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me.
I think it only makes sense. I think the most traumatic part of that experience would be watching Harambe get shot while... you're hanging out with him.
Well, I'm sure the kid wasn't... Did they shoot him?
I thought they had to shoot him to get him away from the kid.
But that was like a tranquilizer gun, right? Like, not like he was dead, like...
Didn't they kill him with the trank?
No, I thought they killed him after the fact.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. That's why I thought everybody
I thought they killed him with the. Well, hang on. How did Harambe die? Thanks, Google.
mad. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, they had to.
But that was a tranquilizer gun?
Oh, it was a single rifle shot.
Okay, that's insane. Why wouldn't you shoot him with the fucking... Now you're shooting right next to a kid?
They said he's black. It doesn't matter. Oh my God. This is so tragic. Why did they? His remains were cremated and his ashes were scattered around Gorilla World.
Why'd they do that?
Like, the kid wasn't even in danger. He was just vibing. The zookeeper said Harambe wasn't trying to protect the kid. He used him to intimidate people by dragging him around.
Sure, but I just disagree.
Like, how are we to know what Harambe was really thinking, you know?
His head was banged on concrete. This was not a gentle thing. But then you remember how all those videos were circling around? And I'm trying to think, was I on campus for this? I don't think I was. I think I was out of town and then I came back after it had died down a little bit.
He was shot on my dad's birthday, and I think that's kind of funny.
Sure. Is it bad now?
Oh, should we probably
Back through and then stop it so it's not super long.
yeah.
Okay. So our
Lizard.
final definitive list of all our favorite lizards that we decided to rank today in order are the yellow spotted lizards from Holes at last, at 9, iguanas, at 8, the Geico gecko, at 7, gliding lizards, at 6, Komodo dragons, at 5, the dragons from Dragon Tales, at 4, Godzilla, at 3, the great dragon from Mulan, at 2, Liz, the chameleon from Magic School Bus, and at number 1, the most powerful dragon we've decided.
Lizard.
Fuck me. At 1, the most powerful lizard we've decided. These ones aren't even dragons. Are the Jurassic Park dinosaurs?
I like that. You know who we forgot, though? We forgot fucking Rango.
Oh
The
yeah.
most powerful lizard of all.
And I think honestly, because we talked about this over Twitter, and I went to go find the messages, and it started at, I think the Geico gecko was the first one. And I just wrote down from there, like, I really thought we came up with 10, but there are only 7. And I cut
No,
one of
they're for sure
them.
10. In the first message, there were, before I said Gecko Gecko, you said famous lizards and then named two.
Sure. Well, couldn't have been that famous. Forgot him.
I think it was fucking, I don't even know.
Might have been Mushu.
No, it definitely wasn't. It definitely was not him.
Because when I went back, it just wouldn't show me. And I don't, Twitter's not showing me like my old tweets either, which is really upsetting to me. I want to see them.
Oh, it was Rango and the lizards from Holes.
Oh, okay. So we got them back in.
Yeah, and then we got everyone else.
Okay. Well, I feel good about that.
Yeah, I think, how would you change this list? You can't.
Yeah, it is just perfect. So that's pretty cool.
If you think you have some ideas on how to better our list, feel free to tweet at us. We won't listen.
Yeah, but please do tweet at us. It's fun.
Yeah. Who
But
doesn't love tweeting, you know?
yeah, don't expect your point to be acknowledged, but I think it would be a lot of fun if you did it anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, then go ahead and rate us. That'd be fun.
Ooh.
And I know this is a bad idea, but I do think it'd be really funny if we got all our any person that listened to us to rate us 1 star. I know that's such a terrible idea. I really do, but I think it'd be so funny.
What if we're like, I think it would be very funny if we were like the lowest ranked podcast,
Yeah.
but people actually listened
Sure.
to
So I think
us.
we should wait,
Yeah.
but I think that'd be so funny. And
So,
then our tagline could be like the worst rated podcast in America.
yes, and I
It's
love
pretty
that
true.
for us.
Yeah.
And
So
I do hope we stick with this long enough for that to happen.
yeah. So I do kind of want everybody to raise 1 star, but I don't think at this point anybody listens to us on Apple Podcasts, so it's not even something we have to. So that's us. Like, rate one star, and subscribe if you want. No, there's no liking. Let me start over.
You said like, subscribe, hit that bell icon so you can get notified every time we release a new video.
So whatever app you're on, subscribe to us, that you can do, or follow us or some shit like that. And if you're, please rate us one star. I think we are going to try to go for the worst rated podcast.
Because I think that would be really fucking funny.
Yeah, and that seems doable. Yeah. And then, like, tweet at us if you want it. At DankRank69. I think that's the first time we've ever said that, but it's really funny. Really proud of us for getting that handle. And so this has been Sammy.
And this is Lene.
And this is Dank Rank.
Where anything can be ranked. PBR, once again, please sponsor us.